When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fake Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, this is podcast number two of the day. And this is the podcast where we're going to talk about one thing. It is the National Football League. If you want a traditional Saturday podcast, go back to the previous episode and you'll find a whole bunch of winners out there. Now, I will say there is a major difference between being a handicapper and a podcaster. As a handicapper, I had all the time in the world. I had all the way up till kickoff to make my final decisions on a game. But as a podcaster, I'm finding now that college basketball has started, we're burning the midnight oil. We're working on fumes, getting about 3 hours of sleep a night because we're trying to drop these plays early enough so you can have some time to digest and make your own decisions. So I guess I'm asking for forgiveness at times when I get tongue-tied, where I sound tired, and when I talk in circles because yeah, it is right now. It is a crazy time with college basketball going on, college football, and then, of course, the National Football League. So we almost made a decision to call it a year in the National Football League and say we're at 60%. Let's call it a season and put it up on the mantle, okay? But Ted Williams continued to hit and risk his 400 batting average. So I guess we're going to play on and put our 60% winning percentage at risk. We are 54-36 this year in the National Football League. We started the season only 3-9. And I know several of you out there questioned if we knew anything about football. Since then, we are 51-27. That's a 65.4% winning percentage. That's since week number two. So 7 games today, once again, 1 total. 3 dogs and 3 chalk. Let's lead off with Washington plus 9.5 against Tampa Bay. The football team, 2-6 straight up, 1-7 against the spread. Last 3 games for them, they lost to Kansas City by 18. They lost to Green Bay by 14 and lost to Denver by 7. Meanwhile, the Bucs are 6-2 straight up, only 3-5 against the spread. Last 3 games for them, they won at Philadelphia by 6. They beat Chicago by 35. And they lost at New Orleans by 9. The simulation says Buccaneers are going to win this one by 8. That doesn't do me much good. Both teams are coming off a bye. The two teams are a combined 4-12 against the spread. The football team's going to have a lot of motivation here. They've lost 4 straight games. Gronk is out for the Bucs. Antonio Brown is out for the Bucs. Godwin is questionable for the Bucs. So weapons will be limited for Mr. Brady. Everyone wants a piece of the defending champs. I think Washington keeps it interesting this Sunday. I'm going to take the football team plus 9.5 against Tampa Bay. Next up on the card, it's a tough one for me. Kansas City at Las Vegas. The Raiders are 5-3 straight up, 4-4 against the spread. Their last 3 games, they won at Denver by 10, beat Philadelphia by 11, and lost to the Giants by 7. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are 5-4 straight up, 2-7 against the spread. Last 3 games for them, they lost by 24 at Tennessee, beat the Giants by 3, and beat Green Bay by 6. Simulation says Chiefs by 2 in this one. Both teams recently struggled against the Giants. The Chiefs can't seem to score of late. And I'm going to have a huge Raider fan over at the house to watch the game on Sunday night. He's making the ribs. I can't cheer against his team if he's bringing the food, can I? I'm not a nice person. I'm playing the Chiefs minus the 2.5. All these distractions have to catch up to Las Vegas at some point. So Chiefs minus 2.5 is the play. Next up on the card, New England minus 2.5 over Cleveland. The Patriots are 5-4 straight up, 5-4 against the spread. Last 3 games for them, they beat the Jets by 41. They won at the LA Chargers by 3 and won at Carolina by 18. The Browns, 5-4 straight up, 5-4 against the spread, mirror image of each other. They beat Denver by 3. They lost by 5 to Pittsburgh and then had a very impressive victory last week at Cincinnati by 25. The Sim says New England by 4 in this one. Both teams are coming off an impressive victory, but now both might be without some top players this week. We know Chubb is out for Cleveland. Harris is questionable for New England. Both teams are actually better on the road this season than at home, but I don't know. There's just something about New England that feels like they're coming together. Maybe it's because I have so much faith in their head coach. So I trust New England just enough in this one to lay the 2.5 at home. I'm playing the Patriots -2.5. And then we can quiet the critics about all these easy victories for the Patriots so far. Next up on the card, it is Detroit +8 at Pittsburgh. The Steelers are 5-3 straight up. To the surprise of me, they are 3-5 against the spread. Last three games, they beat Seattle by 3. They won at Cleveland by 5, and they beat Chicago by 2. The Lions, a dreadful 0-8 straight up, 4-4 against the spread. Last three games for them, they lost to Cincy by 23, lost at the Rams by 9, and then didn't show up against Philadelphia, losing by 38 at home. The Sim says on this one, Pittsburgh by 10. One team remains. That's Detroit. Only one winless team left in football. Every team has talent in the NFL, right? The Lions are coming off a bye with extra time to prepare. The Steelers are actually on short rest, having played on Monday night. The Steelers are 0-4 against the spread at home this year when favored by 3 or more. No Claypool for the Steelers either this week. I'm buying into the Lions one more time. Detroit +8. After this one, I won't play you until Thanksgiving Day. Next up on the card, it is the Chargers -3 against the Vikings. The Vikings are 3-5 straight up, 4-4 against the spread. Last three games for them, they won at Carolina by 6. They lost to Dallas by 4. They lost at Baltimore by 3. The Chargers, meanwhile, 5-3 straight up, 5-3 against the spread. Last three games for them, well, they had a clunker at Baltimore, losing by 28. Lost to New England by 3, and then won at Philadelphia last week by 3. The Sim says on this one, Chargers by 2. Lots of love for Minnesota in this spot. Viking receivers could have a field day, but the Viking D will also have a similar challenge trying to stop the Chargers. All four teams in the AFC West have 5 wins. So the Chargers understand the importance of each game. They can go from first to fourth in a week. Minnesota has consistently found ways to lose, regardless of how well they play. And at some point, you have to stop believing. Mike Zimmer might be out of speeches. It's been bad news after bad news this week for the Purple. I have a funny feeling this might be the week that they get crushed. I'm going Chargers -3. Next up on the card, we go to Arizona. We don't know who's going to play. Everyone's questionable. This has been a tough week to handicap, by the way. Carolina +10 in Arizona. The Panthers are 4-5 straight up, 4-5 against the spread. Last three games, well, they lost to the Giants by 22. They won at Atlanta by 6, and they lost to New England by 18. The Cardinals are 8-1 straight up, 7-2 against the spread. Last three games, they beat Houston by 26. They lost by 3 to Green Bay, and they won at San Francisco by 14. The Sim says Arizona by 9. Will this be Colt McCoy versus P.J. Walker? Lots of question marks here. McCaffrey should be a factor this week. Sam Darnold set the bar quite low, so I think P.J. Walker might actually give this offense a spark. The Panthers aren't dead yet. With Washington, Miami, and Atlanta in the next 3, a win here, and the Panthers would be talking playoffs. That's enough to motivate a team. I'll take the 10 points with Carolina at Arizona. Then in our final play of the day, it is a total, and we're going Tennessee and New Orleans under 44. The Titans are 5-4 to the over. Well, last time out, it was an under with 44 points last week at the Rams. The Saints, 4-4 to the total. Last time out, it went over with 52 points last week against Atlanta. The Sim says on this one, 42 points. That's less than 44, so that means an under. Okay. Every time I get an update in my feed this week, someone is out on offense for these two teams. The Titans scored 28 points without Henry last week at the Rams, but Matt Stafford gift-wrapped half those points. I would have offered 100,000-to-1 odds a month ago if you had said Adrian Peterson and Mark Ingram would be your starting running backs in this one, considering either one of them was on one of the rosters. The defenses will be dominating on Sunday. I'll take the under 44 between Tennessee and New Orleans. So let's recap your seven pack in the National Football League. We're on Washington plus 9.5 against Tampa Bay. We're on Kansas City minus 2.5 at Las Vegas. We're on New England minus the 2.5 against Cleveland. We're on Detroit plus 8 against Pittsburgh. We're on the Chargers minus 3 against the Vikings. We're on the Panthers plus 10 against Arizona. And we're on Tennessee and New Orleans under the 44. So there's your seven pack in the National Football League. As always, we wish you the best. Manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.